And now the curtain rises on Act One of North Wind, starring Jane Wyatt. Along the northern reaches of New England's windswept coast, time and tide have carved the stone of tall, menacing crags, a non-pretentious little fishing village known as Cape Sharp. Here, men live by the grace of the elements and the yield of the sea. This is the land of the North Wind.
I'm Elsa. I came to Cape Sharp because I was alone. I came in search of my aunt, whom I had been told had taken residence at the resort there. The journey had been hard and long. I stood at the cliff's edge and gazed down upon the cape for the first time. It was early evening, and the lights were just starting to blink lazily in the village below. So calm, so peaceful there. A contrast to the rest of the coast, where the sea lashed against the cliffs violently, frighteningly. I started down the path. This was to be my home. Here, with the wind and the ocean cry.
Hey, Marcus!
Hey, Pedro! Good catch today.
Si, very good. And you?
Oh, can't complain.
Fine, that's very fine. We can be thankful for our good luck today. Soon now we may not be able to go out.
And why?
The north wind, she's coming again. You had better lash up real good from now on, Marcus.
I will. Thanks, Pedro.
Si.
Mister, fisherman.
Yay.
Could you tell me where the resort is?
No resort.
No, well, of course there is. My aunt...
It blew away last year.
Blew away?
Yeah, the big wind. That's all that's left. There, ahead, see?
But where did the people go, the ones who live there?
Who knows?
Everyone's gone?
Mm-hmm, everyone.
Thank you.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I feel so...
Don't fall, here. Now, don't try to sit up. Stay where you are. How do you feel now?
What happened?
You fainted. Here, drink this. It'll do you good.
What is it?
Soup. Go ahead, drink it.
Oh, no, thank you.
Go ahead.
All right. How did I get here? Did you...
I carried you. This is my house. You feeling any better?
Yes, much. You've been very kind. I think I can manage all right now, though.
You're going?
Yes.
Where?
Why...
But you haven't got any money. Where are you going to go without money?
How did you...
I went through your purse.
You...
Oh, I wasn't going to rob you. I just wanted to find out who you were.
Oh.
You're Elsa, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Marcus. I'm the best fisherman on the Cape.
You are?
Yeah. I can afford a lot of things the others can't. I eat well. I live well. My house is paid for.
That's fine.
I own a shed behind this house. I sleep there in the summertime. I could sleep there again.
I don't understand.
Well, you're welcome to stay in my house if you like. You're sick. I think you're hungry, too. My house is yours, and my food.
I appreciate your kindness. Believe me, I do. It wouldn't be possible, though.
Why not? Where else would you go? Stay.
I can't.
I offer it to you. Rest first, and, well, then go where you like.
You're very generous.
No, I just...
Hey, Mark!
They're calling you.
Yes, that's my very good friend Pedro and his friend Manuel. They want me to go into town with them tonight.
Marcus!
Yes, I hear you. I'll not go with them, though.
You won't?
No, but I'd invite them in if you'd care for company.
Why, if I'd care, Marcus?
Well, they come to drink wine. Sometimes they get drunk.
I won't mind.
Well, I'll get the wine from the kitchen, then.
No, that's all right, Marcus. I'll get the wine for your friends.
You should have seen him, Marcus. When he pulled up his net, instead of mackerel, he's got a whole school of baby sharks.
Where did it happen?
About 5 miles out. You know, Marcus, I was last in tonight. I don't like the look of it out there.
Pedro is right. It's too quiet. Just like last year before the blow. What do you call them? A lula before the storm.
A lull, Manuel.
Oh.
Will you have some more wine? Any of you?
No, thank you.
Marcus?
No, I don't think so, Elsa.
I think I have one more glass. Chiquita.
Manuel!
Huh?
The lady's name is Elsa.
Oh, si, Marcus. No harm.
Quiet, Manuel. Marcus, we were talking about the wind.
Yeah. Do you really think the north wind will come again this year, Pedro?
I think so.
Well, you better be ready for it this time.
What do you care about a little wind for, Marcus? You got your house here on the hill. You got some wine. A nice little chiquita.
Manuel,
wait a minute. Come on, Manuel, we go. You've had too much. Come on. I take care, Manuel. See you tomorrow, Marcus.
Good night, Pedro.
Oh, Marcus.
Yeah?
I don't think you should have done that.
You're wrong. You don't know Manuel. I should have told him he was unwelcome here long ago.
I'm the one who doesn't belong here, Marcus. Already I've come between you and your friends.
That's not so. Manuel is no friend of mine. He's not like the rest of us. He's got a bad streak in him. We'll come to trouble someday, he and I. I feel it.
But, Marcus,
No, think no more about it. I'll go out to the shed now, Elsa. I take my boat out at 5 in the morning. I won't see you until tomorrow night. Good night, Elsa.
Good night, Mark.
Elsa, what are you doing up at this time of the morning?
I fixed some breakfast for you at the house. I didn't see you go.
No, I started early and ate at the stand.
Oh, well, here's a little something to take with you, in case you get hungry.
Well, thanks, Elsa, but you shouldn't have bothered.
Well, that's all right, Marcus.
Just put it down there in the boat.
I? Put it in the boat?
Yes, in the cabin there.
The cabin?
Oh, come on, Elsa. What's wrong?
No, Marcus. You take the sandwiches.
Elsa, you're afraid of the boat and the sea, aren't you?
Yes.
It won't sink.
I know,
well,
but...
then why don't you...
No, Marcus. No.
Oh, it's all right, Elsa. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I was afraid once, too. You hear that wind out there?
Yes.
That's the north wind. That's what I used to be afraid of. Till I found out what it was.
Found out?
Sure. That wind isn't blowing just out there, Elsa. It's blowing a lot of places. Sometimes it's down inside you. And it blows hard and cold and you've got to fight it. Then's when it's worse because you can't see it, but you've got to make it stop. If you do, you won't be afraid anymore. You won't ever be afraid. I'm going out now.
Take care of yourself, Marcus.
I will, Elsa.
I'm coming. Just a moment. Yes, what...
Hello, Chiquita.
Manuel.
I forgot something last night. Can I come in?
Well, all right. Come in. Why didn't you go out today, Manuel?
Oh, the wind should blow too much. Anyway, I think a good time for me to come over and see you.
You've been drinking.
Oh, just a little bit.
What did you forget, Manuel?
I want to ask you a question.
What is it?
Oh, come on, why you speak so quick like that? You mad with Manuel?
Manuel, you better leave here. Marcus will be home very soon.
Oh, Marcus, a fool with Marcus. Hey, I know you came to be here with Marcus. He picked you up on the pier last night, see?
Get out, Manuel.
Everybody tell poor Manuel to go. Nobody like poor Manuel. Maybe take a kiss like poor Manuel.
Let me go.
Give poor Manuel a kiss, Jackie.
Stay back.
Just a little kiss for Manuel.
Get out of here.
Oh, so you slap Manuel. I teach you. Maybe you don't act so smart now.
Manuel, look. Huh? It's Marcus coming up the path. Go on now. Leave.
Marcus, that's a joke.
I'm telling you the truth. Look, there, through the window.
It is Marcus.
Go. Go quickly. Or Marcus will kill you.
I go out the back door. Shoo, shoo.
Elsa. Elsa.
I'm coming. Coming, Marcus.
Who was that was just here?
Why, it was...
Elsa, your face is scratched.
Yes, I...
That looked like Manuel outside. Was he here?
Marcus.
Was Manuel here?
Yes,
He scratched your face.
Oh, it's all right, Marcus.
Manuel!
Marcus! Marcus, where are you going? Marcus, come back! Please come back!
Out into the night had gone Marcus in search of Manuel. Down from the hill into the village he went, walking swiftly, watching carefully. Oblivious to the driving rain that beat against his face, the roar of the surf from the beach, and the fury of the north wind. Oblivious to everything except finding Manuel. And Elsa waited at the house, keeping a vigil at the window.
The storm grew, and I wondered when it would stop, if it would ever stop. I looked down to the lights in the village. One would flicker and go out, now another. It was growing dark. I remembered the day I'd stood on the cliff and gazed down at the village for the first time. How friendly, how beautiful it seemed then. How changed it was now. Suddenly I felt a chill, something blowing cold and hard. The wind. Marcus, I'm alone. I'll be afraid if I'm alone. Come back, Marcus. Wherever you are, come back.
Manuel.
Marcus.
I'm going to kill you, Manuel.
No, Marcus. No, no, stop. Marcus, stop. No.
Marcus.
Elsa.
You're back.
Yes.
The blood. You're hurt.
No. I'm all right.
You killed Manuel.
No.
Then...
He was drunk. We fought. That's all.
Oh, Marcus. I was afraid that...
No, he deserved it. I couldn't do it, though.
I'm glad, Marcus.
Yes.
I'll get some warm water. Those cuts should be bathed.
Elsa.
Yes?
Sit down. I didn't kill him because of you.
Because of me, Marcus?
If I had, you'd have hated me, wouldn't you?
I could never hate you, Marcus.
You see, we fishermen are simple people, Elsa. We think but two ways, right or wrong. If you're right, the Cape's a good place, and people are glad to share your wine, and you're glad to give it to them.
And if you're wrong?
Manuel was wrong.
Marcus, your hand, it ought to be bandaged.
Elsa, I want you to understand.
I think I do. I'll get the water. How long will the storm last?
Oh, there's no way to tell.
Seems as though it's getting worse. It can't get much worse, can it?
Never has before.
Marcus, doesn't anything ever frighten you?
I don't think so.
What if the storm would grow and until the sea came up and washed away the village, even your house. Wouldn't you be frightened then?
The sea gave me this house. It's been good to me. Why should I be frightened of it?
But what if you were to drown?
Well, then I'd be dead, and what can you be afraid of when you're dead?
Oh, Marcus, you're funny.
Why do you say that?
Marcus!
Oh,
Marcus!
There's someone at the door. I'll answer.
Marcus!
Pedro.
Where's Marcus?
Oh, hello, Pedro.
Marcus, I come as fast as I could. They're looking for you in the village. You've got to leave here right away.
Now, take a breath, Pedro. Who's looking for me?
The police.
Huh? The police?
What do they want me for, Pedro?
You know.
I don't know. What is it?
Manuel.
What about Manuel?
He's dead.
He's dead? But Marcus...
Marcus had a big fight with him. He killed him.
I didn't kill him. Elsa, I didn't kill him.
But they find him in the street outside the saloon. Maybe you don't know you hurt him so bad.
But I didn't fight with him near the saloon.
Look, amigo, I believe what you say, but the police, they will not believe you. They hear too much in the village. They come here to take you to jail. You go now, Marcus, before they come.
Yes, Marcus, go. Don't let them catch you.
Elsa, you'd have me run away?
Oh, Marcus, they mustn't catch you. They mustn't. It was all because of me.
You're afraid for me?
Yes.
You shouldn't be afraid, Elsa. I've told you before not to be afraid.
Marcus, if they find you, they'll take you to prison.
No, Elsa, I'm not a criminal.
I know, but...
I won't run. I'd never run. I'll tell them the truth when they come. They'll believe me. I've never lied to anyone.
Oh, Marcus. Marcus, the police are here.
Open the door, Pedro.
Amigo.
Open the door.
Marcus, the fisherman?
Yes, I'm Marcus. Come in.
You know Manuel?
Yes.
You fought with him tonight?
Yes, but I didn't kill him.
You're under arrest.
Oh, no, he didn't do it.
Come along.
No, you can't take him. You can't.
Come along.
I'll be back, Elsa. Wait for me. I'll be back.
What time is it, Pedro?
It's almost midnight.
Pedro, he won't come back.
Sure, miss. He will.
You know it, too.
All right. I guess I do.
We've got to help him, Pedro.
Si. I want to help my very good friend Marcus. But what can we do?
I'll go to the police. I'll explain it to them.
Explain what?
That he didn't do it. That he couldn't lie to anyone.
They won't believe you either.
We can try.
You love Marcus, don't you?
What difference does it make?
You do.
Yes.
Marcus is good, man. He loves you, too. Pedro can tell.
Then, Pedro, take me to him.
But we cannot drive the road into the city. She's washed out.
Well, how did the police get here?
They come in their big boat. They go back down the coast in it.
A boat?
I got a small boat. Be much danger, though. She's acting up something bad out there.
We'll go in your boat, Pedro.
You might get scared.
No. We'll go, Pedro.
Yes?
You have a man here by the name of Marcus?
Is he a fisherman?
Yes.
He's here.
May I see him?
He's held for murder, no.
But he didn't do it. I want you to know that. He didn't.
Do you have evidence?
No, but...
No, you can't see him.
Oh, please.
Dead out.
What did they say?
They won't let me see him.
Pedro, sorry.
Oh, Pedro.
Don't cry. Come, we'll go back.
No. I'll wait here.
But you can't do nothing.
I want to wait.
All right. Pedro, wait too.
Elsa.
Marcus.
Amigo.
They let me go, Elsa.
Oh, Marcus.
He was drinking after I left him. A car ran over him in the storm. The driver just reported it.
It's all over?
Yes. We can go home now, Elsa.
Amigo, the storm, she's letting up.
Yes, it looks like the end of it.
Pedro has his boat waiting.
You came in that?
Yes.
You weren't afraid?
No. No, I wasn't afraid. Storm is over now. The north wind has come and gone. Out across the water, the dawn is breaking. And this will be a beautiful day. The fishermen are going out. Marcus is with them. Marcus says the north wind may come again next year. If it does, we'll be ready for it. And I won't be afraid. I know what it is now. I'll never be afraid again.
You have been listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.